Cowboys getting ready for that Iowa game in about a week and a half. Craig Bohl, kind enough to join us here on the program. Coach, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, Iowa just right around the corner. It's getting here quick, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. You know, you can always tell coaches we're in camp, and this is probably the most enjoyable time that we have because there are no distractions. You get up in the morning, and there's a great routine, and we've got a bunch of players who are really bought in, and we're getting better. And but as you go home, there's a different sheen on the moon, and there's a different feel. You start looking at the Iowa Hawkeyes and the opportunity there. They're a great program, but our players are certainly excited about this opportunity, and I'm personally excited to coach this team.
I know coaches, as you as coaches, are busy with what's going on with your team, but I'm curious if you got to hear your quarterback Josh Allen on the Jim Rome show earlier today.
No, I didn't. I know he's. It is amazing how much national exposure he's gotten. I know that can be somewhat of a controversial show. So I'm in hopes that Josh. I'm pretty confident he chose his words wisely, but he is a competitive guy.
Just got to get some of that jungle karma, is what they call it, from that show to rub off and take you through the season.
Well, you know, I don't know a lot about that show. I just listen to you guys as opposed to that one.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a bold statement right there, Coach.
That's a true statement, guys. That's not a bold statement.
Coach, I got a question for you. One of the areas, let's just get into it. One of the areas that everybody was excited about last year, and you had three of the receiving corps, which did an outstanding job last year, all went to NFL camps. A couple of them are still competing for positions on the NFL teams. How is the development of those receivers coming along? You got to have somebody throw the ball, which you do. You got to have somebody catch it, too. How are your receiving corps? How is it developing in fall camp?
Well, we're pleased with the development, but there's no doubt, even going into last year at this time, we knew everybody who was going to touch the football really had experience and had shown playmaking ability. What we got some young pups out there, but they do have ability. I think they all look around the room and recognize, okay, Tanner Gentry's gone, and so who's our big-time playmaker? And that's part of Josh's role also, is to make those guys elevate their play and instill confidence. So we've had a competitive spring ball. We've had a competitive spring practice. You know, I think you're going to see Austin Conway is a guy who is really electric. When he catches a football, there's another youngster that's a freshman named Avante Cox, who I think has got some dynamic ability. Certainly C.J. Johnson is going to develop into a household name. You know, he had a couple big plays against San Diego State and will continue to play well. John O'Quality is another guy. James Price had been having a good camp. Now he broke his clavicle, so he'll be out 6 weeks. And I think we've got some good tight ends. You know, Josh Harshman from Natrona County and Tyree Mayfield. So from a receiving core standpoint, we feel good about that.
Coach Bohl, Logan Harris is going to be the starter at center, true freshman from Torrington. You've also got a number of true freshmen who were in the mix for, I know Patrick Arnold was getting some reps with the first offense there at center, and you got some other guys that are in competing for backup spots. Obviously, when you recruit these guys, you think they're going to have an impact on your program at some point, but when you were recruiting this group and putting this class together, did you expect that these were guys that could come in and contribute right away as true freshmen?
Well, we knew the opportunity was going to be there, and as something that became apparent to us, we had, allocated a great deal of man hours in recruiting, a lot of finances. We certainly appreciate, our state legislature with the Cowboy Match. That had a profound impact on development and recruitment of these guys. And then the other thing occurred was we started to win football games, and the culture began to change. And so the guys that we signed this last year, we felt good about. We became really excited about them during the summer when we saw them work out. And now there's a difference between running and lifting weights and stuff like that. But they got into fall camp, and, there was not an attitude of, okay, we're this freshman class, we should just stand at the back of the line. They went in and competed. And it's been really encouraging to see a guy from Torrington like, Logan Harris, who has come in and he's our number one center right now, and it's deserved. I mean, he's 308 pounds, and you know, this is going to be a big stage that he's going to start out in. But, you know, you don't see a back down from him at all. And, you know, not only it's been encouraging to see what he's done, but it sends a message to all those youngsters that are out there in the Wyoming area and your listening area that, you know what, I have an opportunity to play for the Cowboys also.
Talking to Wyoming head football coach Craig Bull, you mentioned Logan Harris and the work he has put in. We talked to him right before the Shrine Bowl. We had him on the show and wanted to talk about the state record he broke. I mean, he broke an Olympian's state record in the shot put, which you all know. I mean, the work that he has put in, again, should tell other kids out there that, you know, you also have to put the hard work, man. He has really done a number to put himself in that position, hasn't he?
He certainly has. You know, when he made a verbal commitment to us very early, but we looked deep in his eyes and we saw a youngster that really was bought in and wanted to play here. What he has done, we told him, I said, "Now, Logan, you're going to have to recognize you got to develop your skills." But that's the X factor that a lot of people on the outside don't recognize, that 1-2 attitude, the drive, the determination. And I think he put on 30 pounds. And, you know, like you said, I think he threw 62-foot or 63-foot, eight, something like that. It's a remarkable throw. But this didn't happen by chance. And he's carried that and transitioned that determination on the football field. And so we're excited about him. You know, a couple other guys, like I mentioned, Josh Harshman is from Natrona County, and then Logan Wilson has really played well, too. And so the days of the you know, the Wyoming players being not recognized are long gone. And, you know, when there's players like this that are on our squad that can play, we're going to make sure we recruit them.
Coach, last year, the offense, offense did really well, but the defense had its problems. You brought in a new defensive coordinator. How do you feel about the development of the defense coming along and the improvements that it's making this fall, looking ahead to this year?
Well, I'm really personally pleased with the improvement. We have a lot of returning players who come back, and at times we played decent. We made some plays, but there was way too much inconsistency. And certainly, you know, another year of experience with some good athletes and, you know, gaining some weight has helped. I think our defensive front is significantly different than what it was. There's more playmakers in the back end of our secondary. When the Cowboys are really an entrenched program under our coaching staff, you'll see our defense rise, being one of the top, you know, defenses in the country. And you measure that, number one, by scoring defense and number of points you give up. And so that will be our hallmark. We are trending that way. You're going to see an aggressive, well-tackling, fundamentally sound group of defensive players that are taking a great deal of pride in what they're doing. The coaches are working hard. And, you know, I'm personally excited about that. Tom Berman loves it. There's no doubt. Offense sells tickets, but I'm a firm believer that defense wins championships.
You know, that's interesting. I was talking to Coach Hazleton on Media Day, and we were talking about, and not sounding like an excuse, right? It's hard to play defense this day and age in football at any level with just the spread and the way the rules are and things like that. And I asked him, I go, do you have a set number that you would like to see your defense stop people at? And he said, you know, it just depends on who we play. You're an old defensive guy too, Coach. You know, is it just a lot harder to play defense these days, or is that just something that's in people's minds right now?
Well, I certainly appreciate Coach Hazleton's perspective there. I think the rules have changed, and I sit on the NCAA competition committee. The rules have changed with some of the things that are allowing offensive linemen to be downfield and the RPOs and things of that nature, and that the no huddle and the hurry up offenses. That certainly has made a difference. And then you look within our conference, and particularly the Mountain side, the variety of offenses that you play. You know, our rivals 60 miles south of us, you know, they play an aggressive offense that's physical like us. They have a pro-style approach. Boise State does as well. And then you're looking at New Mexico, which was, I think, the number one rushing team in the country. Air Force forgot more things about option offense than what a lot of people know. Utah State's explosive. So it will stress you as a defensive coach. And those things are important, but, you know, everybody's confronted with that. We got to get our point total down. I mean, we were number one in the conference, I believe, in scoring. You know, we're going to strive for that, certainly having Josh and our offensive line gelling better. But, you know, we made some dynamic plays last year. We've got to get to the point where, you know, we start winning games to where we're scoring 22 points as opposed to having to score 38 points, and that's our goal.
All right, Coach, we do appreciate the time. Did you take a couple minutes to catch the eclipse Monday?
You know, I did. I walked outside. I had some of those fancy glasses on, and I thought about all the celebrities and all the world people that flew all into Wyoming, and that's why we live here. We can experience these things. I understand there was a lot of traffic on the road around your place.
I understand that most people are not going to move to Wyoming now because they found out how bad the traffic is here, so they decided to go home.
And that's I'll tell you, that is amazing when we start talking about traffic jams on I-25. But nonetheless, that's good. It's always great to be on, guys. You're going to like our football team this fall.
Coach, right, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
See you.